Maurice Sanders is from Michigan, where most of his family lived for the majority of his life. His visit to Marshall's campus and to Huntington last week on the surface is not unlike any other visitor. What makes Sanders' visit special is that much of his family tree in the 1800s was once enslaved in the area that is now Milton in Cabell County. It's just up Route 60 from Huntington. They visited the gravesite of Sampson Sanders, the man who owned Maurice's ancestors, Friday.
I just feel really honored at just being in the presence of the slave master that owned part of my family.
The story is different, though, than many that have been told about slave owners. Sampson Sanders grew up with many of the slaves he would later inherit. And he wasn't your typical slave owner. He didn't trade or sell slaves. They were a part of a large family. When Sanders died in 1849, according to his will, his slaves were to be set free. So his slaves, along with lawyers that had been hired to travel with the slaves to make sure no one tried to capture them, traveled to Cass County, Michigan to make their home. Maurice Sanders says his interest in the history of his family started as a genealogy study.
I guess I wanted to find as much information as to where they came from as I could with the Allen family, the information I already had. So that took me back to Sampson Sanders. It took me back through my grandfather, Oscar, into his father, Calvin, into his father, Levi, and back to Sampson Sanders.
Sanders was in rare company in that he was in the top 2.7% of slave owners in the South. At one time, he owned 51 slaves. Sanders, though, never hired anyone to oversee his slaves. Instead, taught them to oversee his property and possessions. Maurice says it's a unique story that he likes to tell.
I'm kind of proud to say that I am a descendant from a former slave. And I've been freed and we were given free, 40 acres of land. And I think it's a great story that the slave owner, Sampson Sanders, gave them the land and sent an administrator with them to buy the land. So it says a lot more about him as a slave owner.
Maurice says his research was made easier by the family keeping the Sanders name. During his lifetime, Sampson Sanders was the wealthiest landowner in Cabell County, Virginia. He provided the slaves enough money upon his death that they were able to purchase 40 acres of land in Michigan. Maurice says growing up with the slaves and playing with them made Sampson different.
So he probably thought one of these days when I have enough time and or enough money, I will free them because we played together, we shared things together. So I guess I look at it as having the Sanders name and having the Sanders name being a slave name, I don't see any problem with it because we had to come from somewhere.
Maurice says it was an emotional trip to see the gravesite of Sampson Sanders.
Being at the gravesite, I found it somewhat emotional, but I reserved some of my emotion because so many people were around. And it was comforting to have some other people with me there and some people that knew the story probably as well or as much better than I did. But I'm just glad to be able to step foot next to the grave site of Sampson Sanders.
Maurice's visit and talk at Marshall were sponsored by the John Deaver Drinko Academy. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Clark Davis in Huntington.